This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, Monday, the 18th, wait a minute, let's see, minus two, the 16th, just did my math, make sure that I can get past the third grade. This is the best way for you to wake up and have a good attitude about your life and the day. This is the DJV way to, for many people, start the day, some people ending the day. Say hi to Jennifer Horn. Hi, Jennifer! Where's Jennifer? I don't hear any hi's at all. Hi! Say hi to Victoria.
Sometimes we have gremlins that just, you can't avoid them.
I know that. Yes, that's true. All right, we're Victoria's gremlins.
I'm here. She's here.
Why didn't you say hello?
I did say hello. You were talking over me.
No. I think the plug was pulled. I don't know how those little things happen. Kara Schindler at the controls. Let's get right to it. What do we have, Victoria, that's trending this Monday morning?
Well, from the entertainment world, actor R. Lee Ermey, who is best known for his Golden Globe-nominated role as an intimidating drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, he passed away yesterday at the age of 74, according to a statement from his manager. He died from complications of pneumonia, and, of course, that's sort of an iconic role that he played, Gunnery Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket. That was the first movie he had ever done, and he had spent 11 years in the Marine Corps. He was a Vietnam vet, and so he brought so much authenticity to that role that a lot of people in the branches of the military are paying tribute to him, as well as fans of his in Hollywood. So that's from the entertainment world. And then, of course, the big thing that no one can seem to get away from is the James Comey interview. And people picking that apart on both sides with some somewhat explosive statements that he made during the interview, including...
What was the most explosive? Yeah, what do you think the most explosive thing was he said?
Well, he was asked if he believed President Trump should be impeached, and he said no. I think a lot of people assumed with his bitterness maybe from being fired that he would say that yes, he should be impeached, but he did say in his opinion that he was morally unfit to be president, and he also said he was shocked that he was fired. So there's lots of kind of highlights coming from out of that.
So where is it that somebody like that doesn't get that they serve at the pleasure of the president? Whether or not there are circumstances that exist like this or any other circumstance, he serves or she serves, whoever is there, and it's clear that you're there at the behest of or at the whim, if that's what it is. He's there at the pleasure of the president. So,
and what I think people forget is that James Comey, people called on him to be fired, Republicans and Democrats alike, until Trump fired him. And then all of a sudden he's become like this hero or some sort of crusader who was done wrong by Donald Trump. It's ridiculous. I remember just days before he was actually fired, there were Democrats saying that he cost Hillary Clinton the election. Hillary Clinton still blames him in her book for costing him the election. And I think that this interview, while it's filled with vitriol, said a couple of things. He doesn't think Trump should be impeached, and he thinks the reason he got involved with the election the second time is because he thought Hillary Clinton was going to win it. So you
and
have
he was
somebody
clear about liking Hillary. His whole family voted for her. Wife was upset that she didn't win. Four children worked for her. That kind of stuff.
So it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It's a good way for ABC to promote its agenda, and it's a good way for him to sell books, and it is a way to get ratings on a night when the Country Music Hall of Fame or whatever the show was that was on is garnering probably pretty big ratings. I watched it I went back and forth a couple times as I came home from sort of a weekend event, and I just sat there and at first, I liked him, and I wanted to like him, and I enjoyed the repartee. I'm not a great fan of John Stephanopoulos, but I like the repartee.
George,
between
you're
them.
Not a fan of either, right?
What'd I say?
John.
Yeah, him too. Anyway, so my father's name is John Stephan, and the original name, the family name, is very close to Stephanopoulos, the original European name, so I got that stuck in the back of my brain there. At any rate, then I began to not like it, and I didn't like him. And so it's more of the same kind of stuff that we've been watching and listening to and seeing. Is Trump a likable guy? Nah, I don't think so. I don't find Trump to be appealing in many ways, but he brings about his own problems, and he needs to have some sort of intervention that he doesn't seem to get. And so on we go with another week, another day, another hour, another focus on what makes Trump a bad guy, what makes him occur, how does he manage to become president. He got elected because he understood the system and he worked it. And even though he didn't expect to be president when he started, he liked the idea of it as he went along, and he played the game the way he always plays the game. His life has been very consistent. From what I can gather, the last 25, 30, maybe even 40 years of his life has been pretty consistent. The way he lives his life, the way he attacks problems, the way he deals with people that don't work for him, that don't work. And then I put dot, dot, dot. For him, these people don't work. And Comey, kind of a whiny choir boy who established himself well in his early career, worked up fast, good-looking guy, smart. And his story when he was a child, I thought was a pretty good one. And you know, it was a nice touch for them to go to his parents' home and look at the folders and see the pictures. Oh, isn't that sweet? And, you know, whatever happened to his family as he was a child, made up his mind to be a law enforcement person. All that stuff is interesting. Stories about people are usually very compelling because we always compare whatever they've gone through to whatever we go through. And you find what you like or you don't like or what you have in common. And what you know, I haven't come. I think this is a bunch of hooey. It's another book, and so on with the show. It's 13 past the hour. What I did find interesting in People News over the weekend is the story of former First Lady Barbara Bush, who, although you never saw her in public smoking, she was a big smoker. And she is now at 92. The fact that she has managed to get to this point without having emphysema, which is what she does have now. She is under oxygen whenever you don't see her in public. She has congestive heart failure in the hospital. You see pictures of the two of them now, and you both kind of wish that they would have some peace and gradually slip away, because it looks like the two of them are having miserable lives together as far as their health is concerned.
But then, you know, then you see somebody like Prince Philip at 96 waving to the crowd after his hip replacement surgery.
Yeah.
I honestly don't like to be doom and gloom. I didn't think he was coming out of the hospital.
Who,
I
the
really
prince?
Didn't at 96. Yeah.
Really?
He's going to be on crutches now for 6 or 8 months, and he's got extensive rehabilitation. At that age, that's such a huge surgery.
Tough way to play it. The Bushes have been married for 73 years. Which I think is very cool. She's a tough cookie, or was.
She's totally tough. And I love the fact that she's able to tell everybody she doesn't want to go back in the hospital again. She wants to just, and I think that's okay. You want to talk about dignity in death. If you're 92 and you're tired of being in and out of the hospital, you tell people, let me just be at home. Make me comfortable and let me be at home.
Yep.
And it's going to be a loss. I think those two, as much as people had a lot of negative things to say, they managed to stick it out. And I think she kept a lot of people's lives in check, including 43.
Yeah, 43 she kept in check. And his kids she kept in check. She's a tough... when the mother and father, that is Laura and George, couldn't take care of their kids and keep them in line, old Lady Bush managed to do that. And I have a lot of respect for her as well in a number of different areas, a number of different ways. I've always liked George Bush, the father. I didn't vote for him the second time because of his tax. You know, read my lips, no new taxes, and then the taxes increased like right, left, and sideways. By the way, today is the 16th, tomorrow, and I don't know how this happened. Is it just because of Massachusetts? Why did the IRS put off the requirement for you having the money in without any kind of penalties or interest by tomorrow, when it's normally the 15th, And the 15th.
I thought it was today for federal.
No, it's the 17th. No. They gave you two extra days this year.
Because it's a holiday. So
it's no holiday, except in Massachusetts. There's no holiday anyplace.
Yeah, it is. There's a holiday in the rest of the country. There's a holiday in D.C. I can't remember which one it is, but it's a holiday, and so everybody else gets it.
I'd like to know what the holiday is.
But what's the point, too? I think it just makes it more confusing if you have it one day in one state and one day in the rest of the country.
That may be, but that's the way they've always done it. That doesn't mean it's right what they've always done.
Well, it was an extra day last year, too.
Yeah.
I'd like to know somebody find out what the holiday is.
Yeah, no, I got it for you already.
What is it?
So the 15th was on Sunday, which was the problem. The 16th is a holiday that's unique just to Washington, D.C. It's Emancipation Day, and that's to mark President Abraham Lincoln's day that he freed the slaves in 1862.
When did that become a holiday?
I don't know, but it's only a local holiday, but because it's in Washington, D.C., and so is the IRS, it affects when taxes are due.
Huh. Well, Patriots Day in Boston and the marathon, this is the reason it's not ever required of people to have their taxes in on Monday, Patriots Day Marathon Day, because it is an official holiday in Massachusetts. So the runners at this point, it is a miserable, horrible day. Here it's raining.
Oh,
it's
same
cold.
In New York. It's terrible.
Ah, it's a hard. It's
we had almost 80 degrees on Saturday. It was so wonderful, and then it just went right to this.
Yeah, it's like a mid-February day here right now, where I am on the farm, and I know that part of the race takes place going through Framingham. It starts in Hockington, goes through Ashland and Framingham and Natick, and then into Wellesley and Newton up the Heartbreak Hill. This is the 122nd running of the world's most famous marathon, the oldest consecutively held marathon, the fifth anniversary since the bombing, and, of course, the news media takes that. That's the story. Not the runners today, but the news media. Will there be a bomb today? Watch our news at 11 o'clock, and we'll tell you whether there's a bomb. Get lost, you jerks. It really, there's a...
Eric is especially surly this morning.
Well, it's the same host of, okay, so let's make this a
Well, an update, too. Emancipation Day became a holiday in D.C. in 2005, so it's been around for a couple
for
years.
A little while, yeah.
So settle down, Stefan. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Enjoy the extra day.
Yeah. So the first racers start at 8:40 local time, the mobility impaired group of racers. And then the men's wheelchair starts at 9:02. The women's wheelchair, I don't know why they don't start them together. I'd be out there. If I were a lawyer, I think I'd try to find somebody to sue.
Why don't the men separate the men and women? Doesn't matter if they're
able
bodied
or not. So why don't the women go first then? Why are the men going first? Why don't the women go first?
I don't know. Because the men finish faster with times.
Nah.
Yes, that's exactly the reason.
I understand that, but I don't. That's not.
Well, but think about it. If you're a golfer and you're slowing down the people behind you, it's the same principle.
Do you mind if I continue to be Captain Curmudgeon? Do you
settle down, Stefan?
Jeez, what happened to you?
I think I was annoyed by the Comey thing, frankly. All right, so anyway, the men, the women.
Party, but you don't see me complaining about the marathon.
It's my party, and I'll be angry if I want to. 20 after the hour.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Three half the hour now on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schulman, Doug Steffen with a focus on television. We get to today, tonight. Anybody watch the CMA Awards last night, Jennifer? Or
the ACMs, the Academy of Country Music Awards. No, I put them on tape. You know what? I had to start the week off with a fresh dose of sleeping. So
That's good for you.
Yes.
Good. Good, good, good. All right, Victoria, what did you watch last night?
We actually watched it from last week, the Elton John Grammy
tribute. Oh, how was that?
It was wonderful. Oh. It was so, so good. The performances were just really great. It was such a fun night, and he sang along to every one of his songs.
Yeah.
So
good.
He had a good time.
I didn't see that. I have a DVR, but I don't really know how to use it, so don't do that. Okay, Kara, did you see anything good?
I watched the Washington Capitals go from winning a game to losing a hockey game. So that was very exciting for everyone in Washington, D.C.
Sure. All right, so Jen, tonight, what do we have in store for us that's exciting and good?
All right, well, Oxygen has a new show called It Takes a Killer, and they've got the Ohio Police Department attempting to track down the murderer of a grandmother. That's tonight on Oxygen at 11. Fast and Loud is new on Discovery. Scorpion has their season finale on CBS, and lots of new TV tonight. ABC has a new episode of American Idol, followed by The Crossing. CBS has all new night. Kevin Can Wait, Man with the Plan, Superior Donuts, Living Biblically, and of course the season finale of Scorpion, as I mentioned. The CW has a new Supergirl and a new iZombie. Lucifer and The Resident are new on Fox. And on NBC, the top 24 artists perform live. This is the first night that they are back and action. All the judges to appear live on television. NBC at 8, and Good Girls follows that at 10.
Okay. And music news at 25 past the hour. Taylor Swift is the inspiration for one of her fans to rob a bank. There's a Connecticut man who's obsessed with her, allegedly robbed a local bank. Then he drove to her home on Watch Island and threw money all over her fence in a bid to impress her.
She needs more money.
Money. Yeah, right. Exactly. His name is Bruce Rowley. He was arrested after he held up the Webster Bank in Ansonia, Connecticut. The police there said that he admitted that he stole $1,600, drove to Swift's house, and,
I guess he wasn't home, so he had to throw it over the fence.
Over the fence,
What makes me laugh is that the home she owns there is millions and millions of dollars.
$17 million.
Yeah, and he threw, like, $1,000 over the fence. Like, I'm sure she's going to be impressed by that.
Was it supposed to be a gift?
I think it was just, maybe, I don't know, I think he was just trying to impress her in some way. I gotta say, I don't think that was the way to go about it.
Guy's obviously a rock star. Yeah. All right, next up, Christina Aguilera settled on a May release date for some new music, saying, quote, it's mostly pop with some R&B sounds. She's a five-time Grammy winner, for those who don't remember, 37 years old. Make sure the project gets a lot of attention. She's in talks with Billboard Music Awards to make her the first big appearance in years when the show goes on in May, May 20th, looks like the date for the airing on NBC. She also is in negotiations for a number of radio shows this summer, like Wango Tango. She may also be working on a new look to go with her comeback. So do we miss her from The Voice? Yes or no?
Not from, I don't miss her from The Voice, because I don't think she was a good fit on that show. But her voice, her singing voice, a lot of fans miss.
And I did like her better than some of the other female judges, because she was kind of there from the start. But I have to say, Kelly Clarkson, she's had people fill in for her in a good way. Yeah.
She's genuinely fun to watch. And you can see the other judges have taken to her as well nicely, because she just seems to have that, whatever that is.
Nice.
She's got it. Oh, yeah. She's got it right down deep to her soul. I think you're right about that. So anyway, that's good. Good news for Christina fans. 28 after the hour. If you're fans of the DJB show, you found us. Hello.
Children learn what they see. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you've likely come across the statement that children learn what they see, not what they hear. I think maybe many parents can say they've heard that statement before. Some might be able to repeat it verbatim, and maybe others even have that saying hanging up on a wall in their house. But how often do we, as parents, truly bring that concept that children are learning by watching us to our foreground? How often do we shine light on our every habit, speech patterns, and ways we express ourselves? That takes a lot of effort to pay attention to everything we're saying and doing. But the reality is that children, specifically your children, are learning more by watching you be in the world than they will ever learn by your telling them about it. Catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds in his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Message
message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's now 34 at the hour on the DJV experience. DJV stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Thanks to Kara, who's on duty at the control center in Washington. The holidays today to celebrate. Let's get celebrating. It's Emancipation Day in Washington. It's Marathon Monday in Massachusetts. And nationally, it's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Thank God.
Every year, it's like every day is Wear Your Pajamas, except for Kara. Kara has to actually go somewhere. The rest of us have studios in our home.
Oh, no, I'm still wearing pajamas.
Oh, you are?
Oh, okay. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. So on April 16th, the day normally after the taxes are due, it's time to let go of the stress in your life, the wear and tear on your body and your mind. Yes, leave your pajamas on and wear them to work. National Wear Your Pajamas Day. Wear them to work. Some people are calling it the best holiday of the year. This day was created, if you remember, kind of a fun day, a fun holiday, when we are all together to celebrate the end of the tax preparation season, unwind from the long hours and hard work. Jenner, how much time do you take to prepare your taxes?
As little as possible.
Yeah, I understand.
This is how it goes for me every year. When we're about 3 days away, literally this happened on Thursday, I said, uh-oh. And, you know, I was thrown off. My mom was in the hospital last week. I've literally been working. I had three events last week.
You've had a lot going on.
On Tuesday night and, yes, on Saturday. So, like, this past Saturday. So I'm like, oh, God. Like, I've got to get to this. So I got all my stuff together, which I collect because I'm responsible.
Yeah. We all have our box.
So I didn't have to look too much. You know, I keep it all together.
Yeah.
And I went to my accountant, and I dropped it on his assistant's desk, and I said, call me when it's done, sister. And so he does. He calls me, and he says, do you still have that same car of yours? And I said, yep, no new cars. He goes, okay, great. And then my taxes are done.
Done.
Now, this year, I'm very sad. I actually had to pay a little bit this year.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, because because last year one of my jobs I was not a paid employee, I was a contractor. Mm-hmm. And that got me.
Oh, you got 1099'd.
So
all right. Yeah. Victoria, you and Louis get yours done?
Oh yeah, we did it a couple months ago.
Oh, that's good. You got your money back already, didn't you?
No. Where's your sense of adventure?
Where's your American sense of justice?
What's your problem?
I used to be like the last minute person, but this is our first time filing together as a married couple, so we had to go.
How beneficial was it? You compare your tax return this year to the two individuals from last year. How'd you do?
Oh, much better.
Yeah. It's easier in most circumstances to be married. Okay, isn't it? But some of that stuff's going away, isn't it, under the new tax law or not? How did you fare under the new tax law?
For marriage, you still get a benefit for that.
Yeah. Well, there's no the tax laws don't affect us filing for last year, so that's not going to kick in until next year.
Oh no, some of it applied to last year.
Well, not in our case, because our accountant said that. Yeah. He goes, like, oh, my God, if one more person comes into my office and says, how is this affecting me? He's like, it's not affecting you. It's affecting
me.
Your pay stubs.
I'm saying it affected me. Yeah.
People could see a little bit more money in their pay stubs starting already this year, but not for us filing for last year.
All right, Carrie, you all said. Did you get yours done?
Sorry, Jen, I also did mine in, like, January or February. Mine is pretty simple, but, yeah, it was pretty fast and easy. Yeah.
Or do you have... You did?
Yeah, I did it myself. I just did it online. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Got some money back for the first time, actually, because last year, Radio America did not take into account that I live in Maryland, because apparently everyone else lives in Virginia and they don't have local county taxes, so that was fun.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so we're celebrating... A day which goes down in infamy every year, and it is kind of neat to wear your pajamas to work. So do that with all of our blessing. Once you get up, you don't get dressed, just put on your overcoat and go to work and see if you create a stir or if everybody else is doing the same thing.
Oh, trust me.
All right, what else can we celebrate this week? It's National Small Business Week. Small businesses, the livelihood, the lifeblood of our country, the American economy, the small businesses I always tout because there are 29 million of them in our country. And it seems, according to the research, that a lot of them listen in the areas where we are around the country to this program. They need our support. They deserve our support. And one new program aims to do that, as we find out from Andy Solomon.
Small businesses are deeply rooted in the fabric of American society and responsible for creating 2 out of every 3 new jobs in the U.S. each year. John Donahue, head of CIT's Digital Small Business Lending Group, has more.
This year, National Small Business Week is being celebrated from April 29th through May 5th. It's a great time to honor these companies that are critical to powering our economy and inspire others to launch and grow their businesses.
CIT, a bank that serves small and mid-sized businesses, has teamed up with Operation Hope to create Launch and Grow, a small business empowerment series about accessing capital, recovering from mistakes, and more.
Since we began, we've provided approximately $4 billion in capital to over 100,000 small businesses nationwide. We are proud to showcase some of our customers and their success stories in this series, hoping their journey will inspire and educate other business owners.
To learn more and see the videos, visit CIT.com/launch-grow.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos.
Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's GEICO week as well. How about that? GEICO Insurance, 15% or more you can save on your car insurance. That's pretty good news. The quickest way to save money is to switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So says Uncle Dougie. At 42 past the hour, let's check the sports news, or at least some of it, that we think will ring a bell with those of you who are interested, for example, in the late, great NCAA, I was thinking of all the attention we pay to March Madness. And nobody really, I don't think, pays attention to the college football. Why is that? Why is there less, I shouldn't say nobody does, but in the same way, the frenetic activity and focus on March Madness with basketball, I don't ever feel about college football, even though, I mean...
It might just not be on your radar, but, maybe. Like, especially the SEC, that's like a religion.
Yeah, all right, so what's the changes coming to college football, Victoria?
Well, there is a big change coming for the 2018 season as player safety becomes more of a top priority. They changed the rule, they approved a new rule for kickoffs, so fair catches anywhere inside the 25-yard line, resulting in touchbacks and the football being placed now at the 25-yard line. Previously, touchbacks only occurred when the kickoff was fielded into the end zone. The new rule, they're hoping, is going to prevent what they call the most violent play in all of football is the kickoff. And if you think about it, it's one guy, and if he calls for a fair catch, he's trying to catch the ball, and the entire field is rushing at him. And so in order to prevent some of the serious injuries that happened, including a couple years ago, you may remember the Rutgers Scarlet Knight, Eric LeGrand, was paralyzed in 2010 as he was running back a kickoff. So they're hoping that this will minimize some of the damage that's being done to these college players.
All right, Jen, Brett Favre. Favre.
It's confusing. Favre.
All right.
Favre.
He had some concussions during his career. He's in the Hall of Fame. He said, well, for the purposes of his bosses at the time, he had three or four, but what did he actually say about how many he thinks he really had?
Well, he thinks he probably had thousands of them. He actually has become an advocate for concussion research, and he worries about CTE, that's chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
That too.
Say it for me.
Easy.
Encephalopathy. See, I can do it. Uh-huh. After taking the number of hits he took in a 20-year, 302-game NFL career, his career was extremely long. He said, as we're learning about concussions, there's a term we use in football and maybe other sports that I got dinged. When you have ringing of the ears, seeing stars, that is a concussion. If that's a concussion, then I've had hundreds, probably thousands throughout my career, which is frightening. Soccer star Abby Wambach, former Major League Baseball catcher David Ross, and former NFL quarterback Kurt Warner have joined Brett Favre as investors in a company developing a concussion treatment drug not yet approved by the FDA. Favre said he would discourage boys from playing football with no treatment solution out there. So those are pretty big words from somebody who made their entire life and career on the game that he's now telling people not to play
because
of dangers.
Yeah. Yeah. But think about all the other things that children and adults can play. We've got, and I don't know whether this is unique to America or not. You give me your opinions about our addiction to sports. I was thinking about this. I actually started thinking about it last week when we were talking about Barry Bonds and Mark McGuire. Him too.
Mm-hmm.
And the steroid effect and how we gave them a pass because they were athletes, kind of. And, you know, you think about the way our lives, for example, high school. High school start the day about 7:30. And why is that? Because there wants to be room for afternoon sports practice. Think about that. And then think about the amount of time that's set aside for practice. Now everybody's doing spring track and baseball and stuff, 2 or 3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
More than you focus on any one single academic class. High schools are allowing this kind of stuff. Remember the television show, How Well It Went? It was a big book, Friday Night Lights. And I think it was a movie, too, wasn't it? It was a movie, a TV show.
The TV show was popular,
a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So the coach, by the way, I looked at a survey that was done. You know how I love surveys of how much coaches get paid versus how much teachers get paid. Now, a lot of the coaches are regular classroom teachers that are doing coaching in addition. But the amount of time that they put in per hour and what they get paid on average is higher than what they get paid per hour as a teacher. So is there some kind of, you know, and when you look at how youngsters get into college, high school athletes and the underscore that goes, especially if you're a racial minority, with being good at something. I think it's an interesting reality. Am I being critical of it? No, it's one of those things that I think about. We talk about this when it comes to some of these athletes and how they're treated in college. They get away with things that the regular kids don't get away with. They're given special passes, and they use their privileges a lot. And I think beyond it being an informative piece to look and see how much they're paid, that kind of stuff, and how much attention, if you think about it. I was thinking about girls' gymnastics and the amount of money that was not spent. When I was in school, there was no money spent on girls and athletics at all. None. Zero. And then Title IX came along, and that changed all of it. The reality was that girls had to have the same opportunities as boys. So that gave a lot more opportunity to people to coach and that sort of thing. And then I was thinking about high school football with regard to what we just heard about concussions and that sort of thing. High school football coaches now are being asked every year how many concussions did students have on the team. And the numbers are up 15 or 20% over 10 years ago. They want to play to win. So,
or they're just diagnosing them better, too.
Maybe.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more of a focus on it.
Did you play sports, Victoria, in high school and college?
Yep, I did. I played soccer and lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. And how much of an impact did it have on your academic success or on your time in college?
It probably took away. I had a lot more fun playing sports than studying. So
yeah, well, maybe most of us do. What about you, Jennifer?
I chased boys. Is that a sport?
Good for you.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah, Kara was a big sports person, if I remember, in high school and college, weren't you?
Probably not as much as Victoria. I swam and I played water polo in college, but
water polo's hard.
Yeah,
I have so much respect for people who play water polo.
Do we pay enough attention? Too much attention? What do you think of the information I just related to you?
Well, I think it depends. I mean, I played club sports, and I don't think that took away anything. And most people who play club sports are doing lots. You know, they're doing all their schoolworks and stuff. But I took a lot of communication classes, and I will say those athletes who were in those classes were not there the vast majority of the time.
Yeah.
And did not know most of the material.
The thing that irritated me was that a lot of times we had coaches teach us math classes, and then they would give passes to their people on their team.
Great. 10 before the hour, food for thought on the DJV show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Now 53 after the hour, it's time for our daily Tech Talk portion of the program. That is where we focus on some things from the world of technology that will affect most everybody, starting with Facebook. Once again, Facebook data in the front and center position here, Victoria, and how to tell is the question. People want to know,
yeah,
how can they be sure whether they're safe or they're not safe when it comes to the data that may or may not have been sold and stolen.
Right. It's true. And a lot of people are confused by this. This has been sort of a topic on social media. Some people seem to have gotten a link sent to them by Facebook, letting them know that their data had been compromised. Other people haven't noticed any changes to their Facebook profile. So if you have not found out, if you haven't been sent an email, or if you haven't seen a link, there is something you can do, and it is pretty simple. All you have to do is you just go to Facebook's Help Center, and it's at the top of the screen, and you can see the little question mark, and that's the Help Center. And then all you have to do is just type in the search. You can type in Cambridge and it pops right up. And it's a whole page on information of Cambridge Analytica. And the good news is, if you were not affected from that page, you'll be redirected to the apps and websites section. There, you'll be allowed to see which apps you've given permission to. And you can deselect all of those if you don't want any of your data to be shared with third-party apps. And the bad news is, if you have been affected, it will tell you right away. And then you can also go to the same page. There's not a lot you can do. You can know that you were affected. You can't get any of that information back, but you can still then protect yourself with other third-party apps in the future. So it's a good thing and a bad thing, but, you know, some people at least want to know how you're affected and if you have been affected.
All right, coming up, Uber will be tightening their driver background checks. We'll get information on how much safer you'll be. Right now, though, the beginning of a week that marks a big anniversary for mobile phones.
The Geek Out. April 3rd, 2018 marks the 45th anniversary of the world's first call on a mobile phone. Even before that day back in 73, many companies were in a race to be the first. So what made that first call? A Motorola Dynatac 8000X. It weighed almost 3 pounds, but it was so cutting edge at the time, it would be another 10 years before a consumer version was available. So about that first call, the story goes Martin Cooper, who headed up the Motorola team, made that first call to a guy named Joel Engel to brag about the achievement. Now, who was Joel? Well, he was the guy in charge of the rival AT&T team trying to do the same thing. So yes, the first mobile call was to run smack. And now you know the rest of the story.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
All right, so Victoria, Uber is working on having better drivers. How will that benefit the riders?
Well, they're tightening their background checks. You know, they have a new CEO who took over for Travis Kalanick, and he's been making some really great progress. So the company didn't previously have a policy on rerunning background checks. So if you got hired by Uber and you passed a background check, that was the end of it. They didn't continue to check again year after year. Now they say that's what they're going to do, which is that's a good thing, because a lot of these drivers have had criminal offenses that popped up after they started driving for Uber, sexual assault claims and things like that. Some of them even had felonies. So Uber also said that they're going to within the Uber app, they're going to have a new safety feature that you can allow your friends and family, whoever you designate, to follow you in the car so they know where you are on the ride, which will make people feel a lot safer. And then there's also going to be an emergency button to call 911 from inside the Uber app, and it will show the passenger's location to tell the police in an emergency where they are.
Wow.
So I think that these are all things that are really, really smart. Yeah. And I think this is definitely, especially for a single female rider, these are the types of things that will make females feel a lot safer.
All right, website of the day is guesswhatiheard.com. Guesswhatiheard.com allows you to talk about ex-friends, flames, business associates, and classmates. Information can then be used by others when considering whether or not to date this person, befriend a person, or do business with somebody. Yeah, yes. Yeah,
oh,
another
boy.
One. Guesswhatiheard.com. All right. You want to crash that site? Help yourself.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.